I'd come out of a long marriage with children. I hadn't really seriously been looking for anybody. About 3 years after I was divorced, I thought, you know what, I'll have a look around romantically, see what's out there. So I joined this partner finding website. It's called OkCupid. First of all, I had a look at the ladies, but nothing there worked. So I thought I'll have a look at the men, because, you know, why stick to one when you can choose all? Finbar's compatibility came up, saying we had certain compatible items that could make it work as a relationship. I was convinced not, because I'm 11 years older than him.
Just to put it into perspective, I'd never lived as an adult in a country where it was legal to be gay. I left Haiti in April and I moved to London, and we met down by the London Eye.
It was about four and a half hours of just, you know, banter, chatting and whatever. You know, I wasn't expecting anything other than some bloke that was coming from Haiti who worked as a humanitarian, you know. So I wasn't looking romantically. I wasn't thinking, oh, he's attractive or anything. I just thought, I'm going to meet this bloke. We're going to have a coffee and a chat and maybe have a laugh. And if I see him again, great. And if I don't, I don't.
I mean, I think his first impressions of me were quite poor because I was wearing very outdated, outlandish clothes. I think we chatted and we snogged for quite some time. The kissing was quite nice. I didn't necessarily think it would lead to anything longer term.
I do have a thing, obviously, clearly, for tall men, I've realised, and especially tall men with beards. Tick, tick, he has both. But it wasn't an immediate, like, I want to meet this bloke because I fancy him. It was not that at all. He was fascinated about my world and I was fascinated by his. And that's what really works, because neither of us really knows what the other one does. So it's not something when you come home at the end of the night, you spend all night talking about. You tell them what your day was like and then it's over and you talk about other things, because there's no point. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. And you don't know, not having been brought up in England, he doesn't know who celebrities are. He doesn't know who these people are I work with. He hasn't got a clue. So actually, it's quite nice. It's quite sort of refreshing in that way. Over the course of a number of months, then we realised, actually, you know, there's something going on here. This is more than just an occasional meet with someone. So I told the children, who were delighted. They didn't have a problem at all with the fact that there was this strange man there to meet them.
He told his children, and then it sort of became more, official. I actually thought he was rich. That was my downfall. It all came crashing down when I discovered his background, but never mind.
So we never expected 8.5 years later that we'd be here, but here we are. One thing works is that he works away quite a lot. So you have that, he's just come back renewal every so many months or however long it is that he's away, which is nice. So you kind of miss each other and then you're back together, and then it's sort of, you know, you get used to being with each other again, having a laugh again, going out for meals. It's a bit like rediscovering your boyfriend again each time he comes home.
I think he's very considerate. He's very sensitive, which is probably a good thing. I'm not sensitive particularly.
He hasn't got a clue about most things, and I love that. I love the fact that he doesn't know who people are, where we are. He knows nothing about television programs, and so he's easily for me to mock, obviously.
I think he has a good heart. He's much younger than his age would belie. Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
It was never one of those things that we ever thought long term was going to happen. It's just happened. He's just a nice man. He's a very nice man, and he does treat me quite well. I'll give him that. I just find him a nice person to be with.